Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Look, Lee, I'm a busy person, okay? I work full time. I've got, you know, kids running everywhere. It's a mess.
Yep.
I don't have time to take on another role.
Okay.
But since like nobody's doing it anymore, I gotta do it. Used to be the left wing had the, especially left wing ladies, had the market cornered on feminism, right? They were handling all the feminism stuff, you know, watching out for women's rights, making sure that women, you know, maintain their rights and whatnot. Like, since nobody's doing that anymore, somebody's gotta. So I have to step up and be a feminist too.
All right.
So I'm gonna. The left is very quickly trying to take us back to, if your skirt is too short and you get raped, it's your fault.
Oh boy.
If you're a woman and you go running alone and you get raped, it's your fault. Really? Only if it's an illegal immigrant. Do you remember that from the Associated Press? I've got the article right here. Here's the Fox News version. AP report on Lake and Riley murder omits suspect's immigration status, focuses on the dangers of women jogging alone.
Yeah, that was...
Okay, so we're going to go back to, like, what, roughly the 1850s when women couldn't go out without a male escort because we didn't have police stations then. We didn't have police. People don't know that, but that's why women didn't used to be able to work because they couldn't go out alone. You'd get raped. So the Associated Press wanted you to know if you get raped by an illegal immigrant, it is actually not Joe Biden, Kamala Harris's fault at all. It's yours. You should have run in a group.
Grief.
It was the most outrageous article ever. We made much of it. You and I both did.
Oh, yeah. Just deplorable the way that they refer to that situation.
Especially since the AP published the article without referencing Ibarra's immigration status or criminal record.
Mm-hmm.
Easy ways to prevent that. Just don't use taxpayer money to fly him down to Atlanta and actually put him in prison instead of declaring sanctuary status and hiding him from ICE. That'll help.
After he'd already been charged for crimes in New York.
In New York, yes. Crimes in New York. Hit him
from
ICE.
Known to be here illegally in the country.
Known also.
Already charged in New York and then fly him down to Georgia.
Despite the fact that the Department of Homeland Security knows he and his brother are Trende Aragua members. That came out during the trial. That was confirmed. Trende Aragua members. No big deal. Here, have a free plane ticket down to Georgia. But no, women shouldn't run alone. Okay, that's the takeaway there. Associated Press. Women shouldn't run alone. How sexist is that?
Yes.
No, women should be able to run alone. They shouldn't be afraid.
Nope.
Our borders should be closed, not open. This is not a voter drive. This is a country. But you got to see that. I saw this go by me online and I thought that somebody had like photoshopped and it wasn't real. Because, I mean, there's no way. I had to go look for it. MSNBC. And then, you know how their ratings are down 50%? This is going to take them 60. This is, headline analysis. Lake and Riley's killer never stood a chance. For all the political controversy surrounding Jose Ibarra, the outcome of this trial was never in doubt. It's so unfair, Lee. Why? His immigration status, which was first highlighted at the RNC, the author says, set him up for an unfair trial. Poor baby ended up with life in prison. It was never fair. The outcome was always guaranteed. The defense attorney struggled with a bad set of facts. But in the end, everybody knew because of the politics of the situation. Poor Jose Ibarra was going to get the max. Actually feeling sorry for this guy. He's a victim.
No. Not the victim. And it was the evidence that was stacked against him. It was not some type of racial or ethnic prejudice that was going on here. It was the evidence.
Yes. The thing called the evidence. And they actually have the unmitigated gall to say, oh, you know, there was bad facts in the case, but, you know, he was never going to get a fair trial because, you know, the judge knows that they had to, you know, find this way because the Republican National Committee, you know, at the Republican convention, he was already demonized and was so terribly unfair and all of that. Okay. So, you know what I did? I about lost my mind reading this. You know what I did? I went and found the testimony. Okay. Bad facts, really. Yes, poor baby. I went and found the testimony from the forensic pathologist who tested the DNA under Lakin Riley's fingers. Okay. I can't believe we have to do this in 2024, but we have to do this in 2024. Let's play it. Okay. We're going to erase all doubt that Jose Ibarra is in fact the killer of Lakin Riley, despite what they may believe in the MSNBC newsroom.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So here we go. And I don't know why I can't play this right now, but it's not coming through. Okay, we'll try it another way. Let's do this. Something wrong with that channel this morning, and I apologize. Okay, let's try it this way. Different channel. Here we go.
The DNA match between the wet dry swabbings from the fingernail clippings from the right hand, and the match was to Jose Antonio Ibarra. The match is 10 billion times more probable than a coincidental match to an unrelated person in the population.
Okay, just for the record, Lee, there are not 10 billion people on the planet.
Yeah.
Just like 8. So he did it. This is not a sad case where the outcome was predetermined and it was so unfair to him and it's just GOP being prejudiced against a poor legal immigrant, Trende Aragua member. No, he did it.
Yeah.
And he got really honestly not what he deserved because the woke prosecutor wrote that she would not charge an illegal immigrant with it, you know, would not seek the death penalty because that would paint other migrants in an unfavorable light. So in this case, what the DA is saying is, well, if you're an American, yeah, I'll totally get the death penalty for you for raping somebody. But if not, it's okay. If you rape somebody, we'll just get you life in prison. So the only victim here is Lakin Riley.
Yes.
There is no other victim here.
No, there is not.
This is not confusing. And I say this only because if you bring this case up to your liberal friends and family over Thanksgiving, they'll tell you that the case was murky, it was confusing, it was unfair to the killer, we don't really know who did it. Yes, we do.
The only thing that they didn't have was an actual video of the event taking place.
Right.
You have DNA evidence, you have his DNA on her, her DNA on him.
Yep.
You have all kinds of other, there's no question that this occurred and that the guilty party has been convicted. Sadly, they're not getting the sentence they should get.
No. By the way, he left a fingerprint on her phone in case that wasn't good enough for you, the DNA evidence.
Her phone.
Her phone.
Yeah.
Yes. During the struggle where you can hear him bashing her head in. But yet somehow he's the victim. And you know what? I love this. Riley Gaines, who is now taking on the entire burden of, you know, advocating for feminism in this century from the left since they're not doing it anymore. In fact, they're ripping it down. Riley Gaines asked a great question. She said, remember when the Democrats took a knee for like 8 minutes and 16 seconds to honor George Floyd, you know, Nancy Pelosi, all of them wearing those like African, I don't know,
which I thought was an embarrassing amount of cultural appropriation.
It was very weird
for these white people to be donning African garb.
Well, Riley Gaines challenged Nancy Pelosi and the same Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, all the Democrat leadership, to go ahead and take a knee for Lake and Riley for 18 minutes. That's how long it took her to die. And unlike the George Floyd situation, the Democrats are literally, as a party, directly responsible for the death of Lake and Riley.
That's what is so repulsive about this whole situation. This is a direct result, absolutely, without any degree of separation, direct result of the Biden-Harris immigration policies in this country.
But what do you want to bet there's not going to be a knee taken for the dead girl?
No, no.
Right. And her, her killer is, you know, Bill O'Reilly explained this really well. He was doing an interview and he says, listen, MSNBC has become such an embarrassment that NBC is uncoupling from it because it's hurting their brand. This is why.
I almost wonder if they're not trying to double down on this so they can tank the stock price.
Maybe that's it.
So that nobody will make any money off of this, that they'll have to pay somebody to take it.
Well, real quick, and I'm going to get into this in a minute. Did you see what happened to I'll get into this in the next segment. One of attorney Alvin Bragg's prosecutors was sexually assaulted, robbed, and beaten by an illegal immigrant in New York. What is he to do? Normally he'd just brush that kind of thing off, tell her to buck up and get over it. This is a highly valued Democrat voter here, right? Let him out on bond. But it's one of his own prosecutors, so what do you do? I don't know what Alvin Bragg's going to do about that. I mean, this is a highly valued illegal immigrant sex assaulter, allegedly. I mean, it's not like he's a really bad guy like, say, Donald Trump. 34 felonies. Yeah. I don't know. Watch this case, though. By the way, as the Trendaragua membered, they think, illegal immigrant was being led away by the police, sexual assault charges, mind you, attacks a DA, assistant DA, he's laughing. It was just on Fox News again. He's laughing. He thinks this is funny. And he's not wrong. I mean, he's probably going to be turned right back out on the street, do it again, so.